Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you. You know what that means. It's church tonight. And boy, the weather's warming up nicely, and we're looking forward to our midweek service here this evening at Bible Baptist Church. Come on out and join us. 6:30, we get things underway. We have our children's clubs that meet, fully staffed nursery, and of course, our service in the main auditorium. We look forward to continuing our series of studies on Seek Ye First, which is our theme for 2024, taken from Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And we've been tearing into those things about what is first. Seek ye first. And we'll have another good study in that this evening. We invite you out to the Hispanic service as well. Our Spanish church meets at 7 p.m. on Wednesday night, and Pastor Avilas and his wife would love to have you out, be their guest in our service. They meet out in the fellowship hall. And so come on out and join us this evening and be in church on Wednesday night. Now, if your Bible's nearby, I'd like you to pick up the book of Job. Right before Psalms is a little book of Job. Most of us are familiar with Job and the difficulties, the trials that he went through. And, you know, picking up in chapter 2 and verse number 7, the Bible says that Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord, and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. And he took him a potsherd to scrape himself withal, and he sat down among the ashes. Then said his wife unto him, Dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. But he said unto her, Thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this did not Job sin with his lips. Now when Job's three friends heard of all this evil that was come upon him, they came every one from his own place, Eliphaz the Temanite, and Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite, for they had made an appointment together to come to mourn with him and to comfort him. And when they lifted up their eyes afar off and knew him not, they lift up their voice and wept. And they rent every one his mantle, and sprinkled dust upon their heads toward heaven. So they sat down with him upon the ground 7 days and 7 nights. And none spake a word unto him, for they saw that his grief was very great. The trials of Job. The suffering of Job is familiar to us, and he suffered greatly. And he stands as a testimony of faith and patience to go through trials. James reminds us of the sufferings of Job and how an example of patience he was. Why do we go through trials? Everybody has troubles. Everybody has trials. Why? What are the purpose? What's the purpose of life's trials? Well, let me help you today. I believe one of the purposes of life's trials is to challenge our faith. To challenge our faith. You know, Job said, his wife said, Do you retain your integrity? Curse God and die. Now, I'm not too hard on Mrs. Job. She had just lost 10 children. She's seeing her husband, his health suffer, and he's in constant pain from the top of his head to the bottom of his foot. I think most of us would be a tad upset. And you know, the devil oftentimes will come, but he'll come through someone else. But we're reminded in Ephesians chapter 6, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. Our enemy isn't your wife. Your enemy isn't your husband. And that's why Job wasn't too hard on her. He rebuked her. Said, don't talk like a foolish woman. And, you know, to her credit, she never says another word in the rest of the book. And when God blessed Job and gave him twice as much, he blessed Mrs. Job as well. Oh, can I help you? The devil's a liar. The devil comes with his lies to you to say God doesn't care, God doesn't understand, he's unable to do anything about your situation, but that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible truth is God is very concerned. He says, cast all your care upon me, for I care for you. You can put his promises and rest upon his promises in your trial. God says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God says, I'm concerned. I number the hairs on your head. I'm concerned about your what you're concerned about. Oh, stand on the promises. Standing on the promises. I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. I'm standing on the promises of God. Oh, faith in God is never misplaced. Faith in God is never misguided. So don't lose your faith in God. Keep your faith in God in the trials. He's challenging your faith. What else do trials do? The purpose is it changes your face. Did you notice when the three friends arrived, they didn't recognize Job? The trials had taken a toll on Job. And boy, trials can do that. Trials can rob you of a smile. Remember when Naomi came back from Moab? She said, no, don't call me Naomi. Call me Mara. Mara meant bitter. Oh, not the same Naomi that left. Is this Naomi, they said? Oh, listen, trials can take away that hopeful look and replace it with worry lines. And it doesn't have to be for the Christian. Listen, the Bible makes it plain we're to be anxious, so we're to be careful about nothing. We're not to worry. We're to rest in His yoke. Remember, Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. We're to rely on God's plan. All things work together for good to them that love God. We're to remember His promises. That He can meet all of our need. That we can do all things through Christ which strengthens us. That the trials of this life are not anything to be compared with the glory we're going to have in heaven one day. And then we're to pray about our trials. Why? Because the Bible says we're to pray about everything. And we're to pray without ceasing. Oh, don't let trials change your face. Oh, I like the Old Testament Shunammite woman when she's riding to get to Elisha and tell him about her son who has died and is laying on the bed at home and he's dead. And he says, is it well? And she says, it is well. It is well. He couldn't tell by her countenance anything was wrong. So understand, don't let it change your face. It'll challenge your faith. Trials can change your face. But what else is the purpose of trials? They reveal the character of your friends. Oh, Job's friends all came with advice, didn't they? Eliphaz was first, his testimony. He says, oh, I've been there, I've done that, I've got the t-shirt, Job. No matter what you go through, he's been through worse. You ever have anybody like that? I mean, you go through it, and I don't have time to go through it all today for the radio, but in chapter 4, Eliphaz is speaking. He accuses Job of hypocrisy, of weakness, of wickedness. He tells him, you're self-righteous, you're not accepted by God, and he's got a bad attitude. Wow, what a good friend Eliphaz is, huh? What a blessing he was. You read about him in chapter 4 and 5. Then Bildad, the Shuhite. He was a short guy. I'm kidding, of course. But listen, here's Bildad. And in chapter 8, verses 3 on, everything happened to you because you're a bad guy. And boy, he just went on and on and on. What a windbag. Not much help there either. Then his other friend is Zophar. He said, Zophar basically said, you repent of sin and get right with God, and then these things wouldn't happen. I mean, he was a prosperity friend there. He said, you know, God wants to bless you. God wants to have you all these good things, and if you don't have them, something's wrong with you, Job. So you got to repent. You got sin somewhere. And then Elihu stands up, and he takes up 6 chapters, and all he does, listen, he tells Job how great God is and how fair God is, but he never addresses Job or tries to help Job. You understand, trials will show you that friends can fail you, that your earthly friends, your worldly friends, you know what they did? They came for the first day, and the first 7 days, they just sat there with him. That's what they should have done. And that's what a friend would do. Listen, but I tell you what, earthly friends may prove untrue, but Jesus never fails. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles, and He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus never fails. Oh, it'll reveal the character of your true friends. If you got a friend going through a trial, don't try to explain it. Don't try and tell them why it's happening. Just be there for them and pray with them and encourage them and just be there. All right, what else is the purpose of trials? Trials confirm your foundation. They confirm your foundation. Job ended up being restored. You read the last chapter of Job. It's a great chapter. Job chapter 42. Job 42. The Bible talks about, beginning in verse number 10 of Job 42, the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then there came unto him all his brethren and all his sisters and all that had been of his acquaintance before, and did eat bread with him in his house. And they bemoaned him and comforted him over all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. Every man also gave him piece of money, and every one an earring of gold. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep, and 6,000 camels, and 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 she-asses. And he also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. What a blessing that God took care of Job and restored him. And Job died, the Bible says, being old and full of days. Double everything. Double health, double finances, and double children. But still one wife. Same wife. She was a fine woman. Oh, God can take the worst trials of life and turn them into victories. Notice what Job said in Job 42, verse 2. I know that thou canst do everything. I know that thou canst do everything. What? You can take the worst trials and turn them into victories. You can take evil and turn it into good. Job never lost sight of God in his trial. He continued to say, blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, listen, when you're in the trial, keep your eyes on Christ. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. Thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us so. No matter the valley you're in today, my friend, or the trial, or the trouble, or the difficulty, can I remind you, he is with you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He's the foundation, and our foundation is sure. And so we can take the winds and the storms of life because we're on the solid rock. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. I have that foundation. Do you? You're going through troubles, you're going through difficulties, you don't know what to do. Maybe you need the foundation. You need to be on the solid rock. And my friend, that solid rock, that solid foundation is Jesus Christ. You trust him as your Savior today. You call upon him. Confess your sin. Tell him you need a Savior and that Christ is the Savior you need. He'll save you. Doesn't mean you won't have troubles. Doesn't mean you won't have trials. But all they'll do is they'll challenge your faith. Don't let it change your face. It'll show you the character of your friends, but it will confirm your foundation is Jesus Christ. I know that thou canst do everything. God's with you through it all. Through it all. Through it all. I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all. Through it all. I've learned to depend upon his word. The purpose of trials. Well, I hope that's been a blessing to you today, and I hope you'll remember that as we go through the storms of life. Keep your eyes on the Lord and understand there's a purpose for everything that he allows to come into our life. Well, I am looking forward to the service tonight. I'm sure glad the weather has warmed up a tad, and I'm enjoying that as well, and hopefully be able to knock this cold and this respiratory stuff out completely this week, and we're looking forward to that as well. Well, I hope you have a great Wednesday. I look forward to seeing some of you in the service tonight, and the rest of us will come back tomorrow, Lord willing, for the broadcast, where I'd like to talk to you about things that accompany salvation. All right. I hope you have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody. And if you need any help, we can pray for you at all. Send me an email or give us a call. All right. And Lord willing, we'll be with you on the broadcast tomorrow. And until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.